Welcome to Totally Blitz Podcast. We're about to recap UFC 300 and all the mayhem that it was. Because if y'all wasn't around for the live hosted by Romeo, comedian Romeo Mack, y'all missed out. But man, we was lit. We know y'all was lit. There's a crazy ass card. We got to get into it. But as always, go down, like, and subscribe. Comment what you thought. I'm Paul Picklewinnum, and I'm joined with...
Hey, man, you already know it's Kev, fresh as fuck, Savoy. I'm low-key getting my hair braided right now by the best. But I hope everybody enjoyed UFC 300 because I fucking literally watched that bitch with one eye open.
Wait, is my go? Okay, it's your boy, Southpaw's Run Boxing. Who else I'm here with?
Yo, what up, son? It's your boy, comedian Romeo Mack. My mic acting a fool, but it's all cool. Yeah,
ooh, that boy
I
did
be having
that.
The fights on.
Hey, so I didn't get a chance to tune into the live stream because I fucking literally was moving on like probably like 1%. You never be like your phone never be on 1%, but it's like on 1% for like five
the
songs.
Longest.
So you make it all the way home before it dies. That was me the whole UFC 300. Like there was so much action and so much stuff going on that like I was definitely dead tired and wanted to go to sleep, but so much shit was going down. I was just watching that bitch with one eye open the whole night. But tell me how the live stream went, y'all.
Live stream,
went well, you know what I'm saying?
Live stream is popping. I was drunk.
It was such a vibe, you know what I'm saying?
We had the real patient Kevin in that motherfucker.
Oh,
bro, there was a Kevin.
Oh, not that dirty nigga Smitty.
I'll be honest, I thought Kevin Smith was you for a second.
You talking about Smitty?
Yeah, yo,
I mean, you for a second.
I know him by Kevin.
Smitty's in there.
I know him by Kevin, bro. There's only one Kevin.
Man, he not even the real
Dang.
Smitty.
Not even
that's the real Smitty. Oh, you stupid. You talking about
he was so real. He took up two screens, bro. He had two screens. He was filling up the stairs. I had double screens, bro. He wasn't even there, bro.
Hey, the funniest thing about that nigga Smitty is every time I fall asleep on the live stream, he just happened to tune in. And you'll see in the comments, he's also, hey, man, tell that fake Haitian tighten up.
Yeah. Smitty goes ham,
hey,
yo.
Hey, Dave, I should flex my new Haitian flag on his ass. I wish he was on the call right now.
Your mic working way better than Smitty's mic because Smitty's mic was beefing with him the whole 300 call.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I ain't going to cap.
I went back, I actually rewatched the I can't say rewatched. I lived the live, but went back and watched the live on Romeo's channel. And man, the highlight, you know, was the Holloway Gaethje one. Romeo was shouting out the things prior to the everything going on. And then it was like, oh yeah, like Mac, like you were like, yeah, Max pointing to the ground, like that's the whoa.
Yeah. When I re-seen that, I was like, I was proud of myself. I was like, look at me.
And then the other big one was the Alex Pierre Jamal. And that was my favorite one because in the moment, you know, the groin shot happens. He hits him off. In the moment, the groin shot happens, and I'm over there like, yeah, Herb Dean, get the fuck out of this. This is gross. Yeah. Holy shit. Like, all of that in one sentence. Like, I'm freaking happy. I was like, yeah, Herb Dean, get the fuck out of here. Holy fuck. Like, fucking, I was standing up. Everyone was going crazy. I mean, everything else was all fun. The Zong fight, her choking old girl out. Kyle made it onto the live for that fight. Choked her out, and then all of a sudden the fight still went on. Like us clowning.
Yeah, but I told you it was gonna be a submission. Them motherfuckers was bullshitting. That's a sub, dog.
Kyle's homeboy had a live bet like +500 Zong to get a submission win, and there was this like live bet and shit as it went, and it was like they was chiming in the background, like I'm. I mean, 300 delivered top to bottom, like fight experience to me. This card, bar none, was the best one this year.
Yeah,
the best part I've ever seen.
Yeah.
What was y'all's favorite fight?
My crap. See, it's hard to pick one, but
one.
It's either Jiří or the Oliveira fight, but I'm going to go Jiří because I knew Jiří was a lot for that knockout because Yuri's just too tough. He's the best fighter at light heavyweight, you know what I'm saying? And rumors has it that he was injured going against the Oliveira fight.
Man, that's what everybody keeps saying. Every time they lose to Alex Pereira, I got hurt. That's what it was. But no, my favorite is going to be a curveball because, like, low-key, because I was half asleep, I was, like, literally one eye open the whole fucking card. It was that Moicano fight because I swore Jit was getting his ass beat. Like, I'm thinking dead, underwater. He done. I close my eyes. I wake back up. He's on top of Jalen Turner killing his ass. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
That fight surprised me. I didn't think Jalen Turner was that.
That's money.
Money.
Yeah. What about you, Paul?
That dog in. But shout out to Money McConnell just because he popped on my Twitter today. They said, oh, you should fight Max Holloway. He said, I'm not fighting Max Holloway, brother. He whooped my ass. I have to fight
him. Shout out.
Real dog, you wish. And Patty Pimlet.
good. What was it for you, Paul?
My favorite fight of the card, I mean, I guess, honestly, the one that had the most aura to it, the most riz, Alex Pereira, bro. I knew it was going to be over quick, but the fact that, like, I mean, it's just in the moment, like, Romeo was scrambling to get his money back. Like, oh, I should get the hill bet in. I'm over here. And then, like, I'm like, I'm two belt buckles deep at this point, so I'm talking a little crazy out the neck. Like, nah, Pereira going to end this. But then when Pereira himself, the stone face, starts doing I won't be shocked that little dance is a TikTok trend in the next couple of weeks. Like, he started doing.
Nah, it's the black guy, the African dude.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm not on, like, the I'm just like, that shit.
Oh, I ain't on either, but I seen it. He be doing, like,
Kimbo Slice?
No, it's like this black nigga, and, like, it'll be like, people can't open a door a certain way, and then he comes through and he opens it how it's supposed to be, and he'll be like,
"Oh, I know you're talking about that."
Yeah, that dude.
His name is Copy Lane. That's his name.
It's yeah, Copy that Lane. Dude. That dude. Because yeah, when he did I was like, I did in my head. I was like, he's doing the thing, but I didn't know Alex Pereira knew he was doing the thing. And then he came out later. He was like, "No, nah, I was doing the thing that black guy, not the black guy, but whatever his name is, does."
And
Copy Lane. I didn't even know he knew about that.
That was a great choice.
I didn't know neither, but when I seen it, I was like, that's what that one dude does.
Anyone that was on the live, they would know that, like, I just need a Zong to win for me to get big money. But if Pereira won, I was raking in the money. So when Pereira sealed my fucking perfect fight night bets, I was ecstatic.
Low key, I feel like we did great with the picks last night. Because I was just, every time I looked up, I was like, damn. I think I picked
Kev, it's funny. That's funny. Because we had... The Romeo Mac asked us for our four locks, right? It was a Yuri KO from Gator. Cash that bitch in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
John Whaley for me.
I told y'all, Aljo. You want to be special, Aljo decision. You had Diego Lopez submission.
Oh, he knocked him out.
You could have just went Diego Lopez.
Inside the distance.
Yeah, you could have just went Diego Lopez.
Money line.
He knocked him out. And it was like 20. Oh, man.
Yo, my favorite fight, actually. My favorite fight actually fucked my parlay up. It was the Bobby Green fight.
Oh, he fucked him up.
Yeah. I was so proud of Bobby Green for, like, fighting smart and but still finding a way to be what I call a nigga man. You know what I'm saying?
I was so mad about
showing
that fight,
good
man.
Discipline.
Bobby Green got, like, how do you let Armin just punch you in the face like that? Like, right in his face, just in a face in the hallway. And he doesn't do nothing about it. Like, he just backs up. But no, Bobby Green did fight good. You know what I'm saying? Jim Miller, I had picked Jim Miller.
I didn't see no video of Armin punching.
I saw Roman getting hyped up like a pit bull when he started bringing up the Armin shit.
I ain't see no video. Of Bobby Green getting punched. I seen six motherfuckers surrounding him. He was like, yo, like, fall back. Like, we're good, nigga.
Yeah, oh, you talking about back in a hotel, like, a couple
man. You didn't see that.
I'm thinking it happened last night.
I seen maybe a mush, but he also did that to a nigga in the crowd. Like, the same thing he did to Bobby Green, he did to the nigga in the crowd. That's all I'm saying.
We got to talk about the crowd. The crowd was grabbing motherfuckers.
Yeah, they grabbed, like, four niggas, dog.
Alex, Armin
Saruka
stole a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, the crowd was insane. I was looking at this, because maybe this says something about my own Twitter, but this video of this OnlyFans bitch flashing like these flashing her fat ass. Oh wait, hold on, I forgot where I'm live. Flashing the crowd.
The fat ass.
I actually like the first way he said it better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What the hell are you doing?
But flashing the crowd and she had like these crazy fat titties. And then they're saying that she's like banned from UFC events live. And I was just like, UFC 300 had everything.
We banned titties.
Are you banning titties?
Bro, I thought this was the manly. I thought Dana White was bringing the men back, right?
I thought they were in Vegas.
Yeah, she popped up on Twitter at least 4 times this week.
Yo, send it to me.
Well, actually, what if they were some black ass titties though? Like, what, if they were
if they were nasty, then fuck.
I ain't gonna lie. I clicked the page.
You clicked the page.
I had to. Because they were censored. I had to be like, what's beyond this? And I was like, oh.
Just like UFC 300 had everything. Magazines, bro. I wasn't looking at the pictures, bro. I like the reading. I just want to see.
I was reading the words.
It was the aesthetic.
Oh, yo, what about, I think I made all y'all eat y'all words. I'm not sure. What about Davison with the sub?
This motherfucker. All right, let's get into the first fight.
I had Davison.
No, but he called sub.
Had the knockout.
I had him go on guillotine, bro.
If it wasn't because
I had him by knockout.
I don't know if y'all saw Cody Garbrandt had posted the little notes on, you know, anytime a professional sports athlete has to post a picture on social media and it's their notepad and it's a paragraph, it ain't never anything we really want to fucking read. Yeah. But it was him saying if he suffers vertigo, he's been suffering vertigo since like 26.
Be careful, man.
He didn't know where he was at, couldn't get up, blah, 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 blah. He'd be back and he'd be better.
Sounds like he suffered a loss.
Yeah, it sounds like you took an L, my guy.
Just don't be losing and be like, I lost.
I
was injured. My opponent's using steroids. It's always an excuse.
All right. My herpes flared up. That happened on Tough.
Hey, the best one was he had an IV.
Dude's herpes flared up. They couldn't
fight. Hang on. Wait, talk about what? What happened?
Yeah, y'all don't watch Tough, The Ultimate Fighter? The dude herpes flared up. They had to wait till it unflared.
Wow, I gotta look this up.
Episode Rovio watched that season too. Like, I swear, he was like,
I'm just saying, nigga had a herpes.
But if we want to get into the first fight, Davison Figueiredo getting that sub was like the proof. That was like the setup to be like, yo, this is going to be an interesting night.
I thank God we recorded with Romeo, because if it wasn't for Romeo, I would have put him to win by KO in a lot of my parlays. Instead, I took him to win inside the distance, which was still decent odds. And he won within the distance. He got the submission. And from here on out, if you have a fighter that's good on both stand-up and ground, I'm not betting KO or sub. I'm betting him to straight up win inside the distance because
I knew Davison was going to win by sub because Davison only beats up on the people that he's not that much stronger than. When he's way stronger than you, bruh, you getting subbed. I seen him do it many times. And I was like, Cody Garbrandt's not that strong. I mean, he's not known for strong. Davison is strong.
Yeah, and I mean, Rob Font, I mean, MMA math ain't real, but Rob Font beat the brakes off Cody Garbrandt to a 5-round decision. Whereas, I mean, when Figgy got into Octagon with Rob Font for his first fight at the new weight class, he showed like, hey,
beat his ass.
I got strength. Like, hey, I'm gonna hurt you. Then we had, we kind of talked most of these fights already with just the pre-fights, but we also had Bobby Green, Jim Miller. And to me, Romeo was right. Bobby Green whooped that ass. But Jim Miller, I don't know if y'all saw the post-fight, like him, not the post-fight interview or anything, but him, like the other day, he was just on his Instagram and Jim has like a broken hand, he has like two, three broken bones, face all fucked up. And I was like, bro, you're 40 something years old, right? I don't know. Like, this is some big damage. I don't know.
I tell you right now, man, the next fight he's in, I'm betting on the other guy. Easy money.
Right, he took a lot of damage, bro. My girl couldn't even watch the fight, right? I was like, look at him. She look over. Oh my God.
At the end of the fight, he was just so bloodied. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? But that's what Bobby Green, he looks good against 40-year-olds. And you know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm here for it. You know what I'm saying?
Those are JP, yo. You can say little slick stuff about, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I'm just, no,
what's your
I'm
problem?
Just
he did look good against 40-year-olds.
I don't have a problem.
Bobby Green's 37.
He's not 40.
Damn, that boy Cody Garbrandt.
Bobby Green smokes weed, drinks, and fucks bitches raw. I'm sure his health is not the best.
And that's why he's a mid fight. And that's why he's a mid fighter.
Jim Miller does everything perfect. He's not a mid fighter. He's a reprised fighter.
Prize fighter. Yeah, I agree. When you can't win a championship, that's what you call yourself, a prize fighter. Masvidal did the same thing.
No, same thing with Masvidal, reprise fighter. They don't focus on discipline. It's all about discipline. They don't discipline themselves. Masvidal was disciplined when he fought Nate Diaz. Masvidal was disciplined when he fought Darren Till.
Who's this one when he fought Usman too?
I'll even give him discipline for with the other dude.
Yeah, well, the guy he needs, Kamaru Usman.
You said what?
He lost all his big fights, but he's disciplined, but he lost.
We're
all his
not
big
here
fights.
To talk about Jorge Masvidal. All right.
That is also true.
That motherfucker got a boxing fight with a Diaz. We talk about Nate Diaz fight. He got a boxing fight coming with him. All right.
That shit is trash.
We got moving on. Jessica, I mean, shout out Romeo, you're my alliteration coach. Jessica on Andrade.
Andrade.
He got the split decision win. Marina Rodriguez. I thought this fight was gonna be close. I don't remember any of our fucking picks for this fight. This was definitely a skip over kind of fight.
It was. But nobody picked.
I'm pretty sure I picked Jessica just because if I don't give a fuck about it, I'm gonna rock with the fighter I fuck with better. And I know I fuck with Jessica.
I picked Jessica too, solely because of the name Andrade, however you say it.
Andrade.
Well, I'll be honest, I know her. I didn't really know too much of the other opponent, so that's why I picked her.
I actually picked the other opponent because I'm not really too sure who she was. And Jessica's been on a shit streak. So I was like, oh, they're feeding her. They're going to be like, oh, UFC 300. They ended that bitch, nigga, or whatever she is.
Split decision. I mean, it was a good fight. I mean, we kind of clowned it. But for, like, it had start, like, they threw a lot of hands. It was a decent fight. It definitely lived up for a UFC 300 women's fight.
Some people thought the other girl was Rob, you know. So I saw a couple people.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. Jessica Andrade, dog, she was really struggling hard to beat that girl.
It was the distance was a big factor too. It was like, yeah, once I feel the like, distance.
Yeah, also,
early Jessica looked good, but as the fight kept going on, I felt like Marina was starting to figure it out. Then we had Money Moicano. I took Moicano in this fight. I think Romeo did too. Y'all had the y'all had the Trelantra himself, and he looked fucking good. I mean, if this is going to explain Jalen Turner, show somebody this fucking fight right here. All right, he got everything it takes to be a great fighter, and somehow he fucking fumbles the bag and loses. And that's what we saw once again with Money Moicano getting the dub. And after that Max Holloway comment, I mean, how do you not fucking like Moicano? This man got the suits. I mean, he's like a Brazilian.
I don't like him.
I don't like him either because Jalen Turner is one of my favorite fighters when he beat him.
I like him as a fighter, not as a person. But that's a whole different thing.
Bobby Green beat up Jalen Turner.
Come on, man. That's
you just mean the new Bobby?
That's outrageous.
I'll tell you this, though. I called it on this fight. What I tell you? As long as Moicano wrestles, he'll be fine.
Facts.
Now, what I didn't expect was for Jalen Turner to pull nigga tricks or nigga antics, as I call them.
What the fuck was that walk off?
What was that walk off? He pulled nigga antics.
That's what you do shit like that when you got like a 10-inch reach advantage and you're fucking a foot taller than the rest of the division. You start feeling like you Superman in that bitch.
No, you do that when your opponent's eyes roll to the back of his head. He dropped him and do a winning guard.
And I will say the hey.
He thought he was cool.
I gotta be the one to say it, but the Brazilians definitely took the dub this weekend against the Blacks. Diego Lopez, Renato Moicano, Alex Pierre.
Who the fuck was counting that?
Sadiq Youssef. Sadiq Youssef is Nigerian.
Who the fuck
Nigerian.
Was that fall?
Okay.
Like, what's that? Like, you know, was there like a bet or something?
No, I'm just saying it wasn't a good look because you said eyes on the back of their head. The first person I thought about was Hill.
Oh, you ain't shit.
First off, fucking Sadiq Youssef is Nigerian. Okay.
So that
Hill, I didn't want to talk about it so early, but since we here now, Hill, the only reason Hill got dropped is because when Alex Pereira went to stop the dude, he stopped for the, like, yo, all right, take your break. Oh. Then when he seen him stop, he had to reset.
Not the Chael Sonnen excuse.
Hey, nah.
Is that what Chael said?
That's what Chael said.
That boy's spitting.
I'm the smartest Chael.
Nah, if you on Chael's side, that's usually not a good side to be on.
No, I didn't know Chael said this. I'm not a fan of him. That nigga's a fucking weirdo and a loser to me. Well, not a
You're
loser
not a fan
in
of
life.
Uncle Chael.
No, I'm not. Of course you are, JP. Of course you are, JP. No, he's not good on the mic.
He is good.
Jesus Christ, man. White people
be inspired McGregor. McGregor looks up to him.
And guess who Chael looks up to? Some fucking black guy. Everyone looks up to Muhammad Ali. Chael is a bitch.
Damn. Oh my gosh.
Damn.
Just like Cody Garbrandt, when I said it about him. When motherfuckers try too hard, it don't work, man. As far as I'm concerned, GSP is more gangster than all them niggas. And he don't even talk that shit like that.
Who's been better?
And GSP is more gangster.
Well, we'll talk about it later.
I will say that.
Well, same thing with Khabib. Khabib talk shit, but he'd be so humble. You'd be like,
damn. I'm going to kill you, brother.
Yeah, I'll be honest, man. Yeah.
But I did miss the Yusuf fight. I did see he got knocked out 30, but this is the one fight that I got busy for. I literally got busy for like 10 minutes, and I missed it.
So you blinked. So pretty much you blinked and missed it because that's all that you needed to do. Because he got.
I literally thought it was gonna be a filling out process, or maybe Diego Lopez is gonna backpack him for the whole first round. He's gonna be a little boring. Or, no, I come back. He dropped him twice, knocked him out. I'm like, what the fuck did I miss?
I knew it. I knew it. As
I missed
soon
that
as...
fight too.
I didn't miss shit. Yo, what is going on with my mic?
I missed that fight because I went to my car for like 10 minutes. I come back. All right.
Like it was a woman.
It was after that Chael Sonnen comment. It just started going south.
It did. Chael fucking ruined me. Maybe because I'm yelling too much. God is like, calm down.
It's not.
Nah, but.
What happens when you speak on Chael?
Yeah, I know, right? He's like, your mic will never be good. I'm good on the mic. Nah, I knew this was going to happen, you know? I did bet Diego Lopez. I should have went knockout because he's not really, I think he's a submission coach, but when he fights, that's not his game, yo. Yeah, that's not his game. His game is, the spit worked really good. His game is fuck a nigga up and then go to grappling if need be. Once I seen him do the uppercut, I was like, it's over with, dog. And then Sadiq Youssef did the same thing. I was like, he's going to do it again. And then now, he threw one and dropped him. Dude got back up, went back into the tie clinch, two more. Over with. As soon as I seen the first one, I was like, he going to keep throwing it. I do the same thing in fight night, which Paul dodged me on.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Diego Lopez is just proving that he's a bona fide star. Like, every time he gets on the motherfucking mat, he gets in that octagon, I just be looking like, wow. Like, I'm not rooting for Jit just because he's exciting. Like, I root for Jit because he genuinely, like, puts on a show and gets motherfuckers up out of there. Even in the one fight that he lost, he fucking put on a show because it's like, yo, he picked this up with, like, three days notice or something like that.
Perfect UFC.
He says that now.
I'm a hater of him. I don't like him.
He said that last Thursday. God damn it, JP.
I explained it.
Who said I say that last Thursday?
I explained it to my girl that fucking Diego Lopez went from literally halfway through last year was nothing but a coach to a UFC fighter. Was a UFC champion. Don't get me wrong.
I don't know about nothing but.
Nothing but a coach.
Yeah, just a coach. And then now you're one of the biggest, I won't say stars, but like.
Okay, when you put it in that aspect. Okay.
Yeah, like you go from behind the scenes to now you're being fucking on the promos of the biggest UFC card of that's ever being made.
And they love you
the
so
fans,
much.
That's what I'm saying. Like you went from.
But they want to make fun of his hair, but they love
Justin
it.
Bieber,
they love
Brazil,
him.
Brazil's Justin Bieber, they want to call him. And
y'all, this dude got a mullet. That ain't no Justin Bieber. That motherfucker got a mullet.
But it's a mullet with a bang. Like, it's
terrible. Yeah, it has
a
that little swoop to it. It has that little swoop to it.
You got the bayang.
That's what I'm saying. He went from that to this. I'm like, you can't just like. I mean, he's a likable guy too, so you kind of got to root for him. Like, I don't know. So even she was rooting for him after that. I was like, bro, like going from behind the scene.
Yo, coach, I bet he get mad pussy, dog.
I'm a fill.
Like everything he does.
He goes back to Brazil, bro. I bet you now there's he probably get pushed in America. The bang is at all time high in Brazil right now.
He's getting to the point where the pussy is coming to America for him. Like, that boy's really eating right now.
He had the turtleneck with the chain on top
about that. Maybe, he might be fishing in the trailer park right now, but, you know.
Nah, that boy got them immigrant hoes. You know how that go.
Hey, anyone that has the turtleneck with the chain sitting on top of the turtleneck, I know they get pussy, bro. That's all I knew.
It's a fact.
And then, speaking of pussy, we had Gator's woman. Gator's baddie.
His yes, boo-boo. Sir. That's his Big boo.
Big Kayla Harrison, baby. You know what I'm saying? She's like all jacked up on the roids. You know what I'm saying? Looking all sexy with the, you know what I'm saying? How strong she is. How, like, she'll just, like, you know what I'm saying? She'll just come down and, like, just beat you up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this nigga want to get Conan but Barbarian by this bitch. Karen the Barbarian.
That boy went Diddy real quick.
If she
Karen the Barbarian?
She puts me in a
next time she fights, hashtag, nigga, I've just created it. We're about to get this shit a million views.
But she manhandled Holly Holm. And who the fuck was in Holly Holm's corner talking, like telling her, like, yeah, get back in the clinch with her? Like, who the fuck was this? Like, if you don't back the fuck up and throw some leg kicks, like, you better, like, what were you doing? She reversed her punts on the very first takedown, and she thought she was Hercules in that bitch afterwards.
I'm telling you, bro, she was going to check them leg kicks, you know what I'm saying? So she couldn't go to that, you know what I'm saying? You saw them leg check, them leg checks. Kayla's just too strong for her. She's going to dominate her where she did dominate her. And, you know, like I called it.
I tell you what I called. I called their facial structures. And then I just called one bitch Conan the Barbarian. And he just called the Hercules, both played by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Is that where we're going with these women?
That is what they did. Caitlin Clark's of the MMA world,
bro.
Kayla fought so good. There was points in the fight that I thought she had a fatty.
Hey, you see the vision now, don't you? You see the vision.
No.
You see the vision. Drunk. Even you see the vision.
I was high, and I was enticed by punches.
So I said this. I said this on the stream. Like, take a shot, then take a shot, or take a hit, then we'll rediscover this conversation. I told you.
He did say that.
I'm telling you, man.
Even Amanda Nunes wants the hype train because she retired. She was in her on Instagram, Snapchat, whatever social media, and she posted her at the listening to the post fight, like with her ear, like waiting for the call out, and all like so she's hyping up. Like we might see Amanda Nunes return for Kayla Harrison. Don't.
Well, yeah, she wants to fight her for different reasons. I'm just saying.
Thank you. I thought that shit was corny as fuck. She wants to fight her for somehow Juliana Pena would have did the Raiden shit when he goes in the ground. I wish she would have popped up in her living room and just beat the shit out of her right there in front of her lesbian wife and her lesbian daughter.
Lesbian daughter.
Damn. Went off the rails. I'm going to get off camera for that one.
That's good.
I thought that shit was corny as fuck, yo. I was like, yo, Juliana Pena said, bitch, come out of retirement. We got a trilogy, and that's a big fight. Now she's like, and then she stole Chama? She stole Chama!
No, bro. Pena
nobody was saying that shit. No. Nobody was saying that shit before Alex Pereira. Nobody. She stole Chama.
Bro.
She's trying to ride two different waves. Let me tell you how that works.
That rivalry because she finished her. You know what I'm saying? Amanda couldn't finish Pena. You know what I'm saying? And now she may have 5-0'd her, but she didn't finish her.
That's what Pena didn't do. Pena didn't drop her to the point where her legs went up. Amanda punched her into the no-no position. She punched her, back went, and then her legs went up. That's not a position as a woman you want
to
be.
Yeah, I was about to say, you tried to downplay that 5-0 so bad. Like,
one person tapped.
It was really like a 8-0, a 9-0. Like, that shit wasn't close at any point in the fight.
Yeah, every round was 10-7. And she was literally bloodied. Oh. She was bloodied, beaten. And, dog, anytime your ankles go in the air, you're fucked.
But guess what? She didn't quit, unlike someone else.
She might not have quit it physically, but mentally, spiritually, like, she was out of there. Like,
no, she wasn't. She kept coming back.
But it's not Julie. We're not talking about Juliana Pena.
I know we're not, but I just wanted to say, like, she's a quitter like Oliveira.
She's a quitter. See, you're just trying to get some stuff. On to the next part. On to the next part. What's up to Caleb Harrison?
But he's fucking doing it.
Yeah, I was about to say, on to the next fight. Just because Data tried to pull a Karen on us.
This was my lock, and I don't know. I mean, this was every now and then the odds. Las Vegas will give you a layup, and I don't know why people don't bet it. But Aljamain Sterling was at
my lock.
Was a fucking damn near pick'em against Calvin Kattar. We got plus 170 odds if you thought he would win by decision, which was, well, everyone who knows Sterling, that's how he's going to win. And, I mean, this right here was – 30-27 across the boards. Kattar has good takedown defense, has been taken down in multiple years. Da 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 da.
He got powerbomb.
Got fucking DD, yeah, fucking Batista bombed in there. Aljo even landed a couple good shots.
That was the last ride.
Aljo hit him with like a left hook, a couple body shots on the feet. I was like, okay, Aljo, box him. And then rinse and repeat takedown, rinse and repeat takedown, rinse and repeat. And you can boo it all you want, but motherfucker, it's winning.
Yo, not even that. Those takedowns were, like, mad good. Like, when he there was one point we had the double. Like, that was one of the cleanest fucking takedowns I've ever seen. Even DC was like, oh, my wrestling dick is hard.
Yeah, dude. Like, Aljo, he looked beautiful in that fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, at 145, he looked a lot stronger. Because he was, like, draining himself. He walks around, like, at 180, trying to make 135. So, he was draining himself, so... He looked a lot healthier at 145, and people call it boring, but it's dominating. You know what I'm saying? When an exciting fighter, looks, you know what I'm saying, looks that weak against Aljo, you know, you got to give him credit. Even if it's boring, you just got to give him credit.
If you don't like it, then stop it. If you can't stop it, then that motherfucker must be good.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going against strikers who have
definitely
exciting
not
knockouts.
Definitely not the night bonuses. But Aljo's definitely showing.
I think Bobby Green should have got a fight in a performance bonus at least.
I don't think Justin Gaethje should have got it. He should have got one.
I think it was fair because he gave out the like only a couple of the 300, and then behind the scenes he gave out a few.
Yeah, that's
a few
not
bonuses
fair.
To everybody.
That's not fair. It's like, bitch, if I own the bonus, give me this motherfucker. Y'all act like y'all broke. Y'all said this is the most watched, the most fucking clips on YouTube and shit. The most
out,
bitch, y'all raking in the bread, nigga.
Number one combat sports in the world was UFC. This it was like $11.9 billion, and they made. Billion in revenue, and then like number two was WWE and AEW.
That's right. Like, cut the check. I mean, yeah. if you would have gave
like
every fighter that
billion for
it's
them,
only 6 million.
WWE was like 4 billion.
I'm surprised AEW was that high.
Yeah, it was a massive jump between UFC and everybody else.
Like, I was about to say, y'all know y'all don't want to hear my opinion when we be talking about fighter pay. I'd be sitting there thinking, like, the business tycoon to me be like, that boy Dana might know something.
If you want to fight here, you get paid from someone else. I give you exposure. You know, some people are like, you get exposure. Dana's like, my exposure is real. If you're good at what you do, you'll get paid from someone else.
You'll get endorsed.
And if you're really smart,
you'll leave.
You pay them less.
When you decide to leave, that's when we'll pay you what you want. Just like any other job, when you're great at it.
Like, he keeps the fighter pay low to keep the fighters hungry to fight for that last, like, because everyone wants the championship top five bucks, the bonuses, you know what I'm saying? If you overpay them, they're not going to – they lose that motivation to get to the top, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be a champion to get money in the UFC, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Masvidal got money in the UFC. He wasn't a champion.
Yeah, but Nate Diaz got money in the UFC.
It was first lineal.
Nate Diaz got money in the UFC. He was not a champion.
Well, it's not always like that. Like, think about boxing, where you don't have to be a champion, but you still get paid more than like the top dogs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know how we got this deep into the cover.
Yeah. We gotta keep it pushing.
Well, that next fight, I swear, people talk about it. I was like, I don't know all the hype, the Uri. I'm not all hyped like everyone's like, oh! I'm like, nah, nigga, he fucking fought. He got punched on a lot, and he won. I mean,
y'all picked against Uri, but now y'all not giving him credit. That is crazy.
But that's the beauty of Uri. Like, we like to see him just, like, win out of – we like to see him get fucked up and then just win out, knock a nigga out of nowhere. Like, that's why
we like to see what he did to Dominic Reyes. That's what we like to see.
Every
that shit he did here.
Reyes rocked him before he dropped him.
Rakic only lost because of stamina.
That Glover, is it. Glover beat his ass for 4.5 rounds, and then all he did was catch a sub with a minute left. Like, you feel me? That's why we watch Yuri fights. He's the Tim Tebow of UFC.
That was my favorite fight of 2022, by the way. But Yuri, he's always going to come back. When you think you put him down, he's going to come back, and it showed in that fight. He was losing. I'll be honest. I did have him losing up until he got KO'd. But this is what he does, you know what I'm saying? He collects data and catches you right at that moment. He did it against Glover. You know what I'm saying? He could have did it against Pereira. Pereira didn't cheat. But I'm telling you, Yuri is that guy. Once he's in his zone, he's in his zone. So you'll see in like 3 weeks when he fights Pereira at 3-1.
Gator, you might be worse than Drake when it comes to sending subliminals.
Whoever I'm like, Gator damn, picks, like, I'm picking the opposite. That's clear.
I didn't know if Yuri learned to check a leg kick. This motherfucker might be a different demon, right? Because this man's leg is just getting chop, 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 and he's just walking forward.
All conditioning.
That was on Twitter about the leg kick.
Samurai.
Right, like
this. No.
This man just be eating them, but he, eventually.
When we all meet in front of the UFC, JP, you got to come.
I got super. Hey, UFC Tampa?
Yeah, I don't care where it's at, JP. As long as you're going, I'm going.
Yes, sir.
Then,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like, why, JP? Why do you always.
Why do I wonder what, like, katana that Samurai uses. You know what I'm saying? You know he has a collection of katanas. All right, what's the next fight, though, Paul?
Next fight. Well, now we get into the main card. Bo Nickel submits Cody Brunridge. No fucking shocker.
No one cares.
Yeah,
thumbs down. That wasn't enough.
I care. I care.
Bo Nickel didn't even like the performance.
He thumbs downed it, and I was like, wow.
That's the future of the division. You got to understand. Bo Nickel, he is a national champion wrestler from Penn State, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's just been dominating, you know what I'm saying? And now this is the first time he kind of faced a little, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't as dominant. He didn't. I don't want to say it, but he's still dominant.
I'm not Cody Brunridge right now, are we?
Cody Brunridge has a nice wrestling background and some good, you know what I'm saying? So his stylistically, Bo Nickel wasn't supposed to dominate. Now you get Bo Nickel like a striker, like a Vittori or another striker, he's gonna dominate. But you know, Cody, he's a good wrestler. So Bo Nickel is good in my book. Anyways, how do y'all think about this fight?
Errol Spence is a good boxer. We seen what happened with Tance Crawford stepped up. Bo Nickel's
He was high and had broken ribs.
Well, he shouldn't have took the fucking fight. He should have bowed out like a little bitch. But instead, he got beat up like a hoe. Constitute life.
You're right.
Just like Cody Brunridge.
Yep. They called him Cody under the bridge because that's where he does his prostitution.
I don't give a fuck about a Bo Nickel fight until it's him versus Khamzat. The moment the Khamzat fight's made, then I give a fuck about the Bo fight. But he's going to continue to be a -1,000 favorite.
Bo against Jared Cannonier.
He just started last year.
Bo versus Khamzat will probably be one of the craziest weekends Bo of the fucking year.
Bo versus Jared. That will let me know what I need
March
to know.
March 2023 was his debut. It's going to take some time, bro. But Bo, he's coming, man.
Versus Khamzat with...
Khamzat's fighting what? The number two? He's fighting Robert Whittaker. That's too far up. Let him fight Jared Cannonier. They're not fucking with him any fucking way.
Middleweight for real. He fought a Kamaru Usman on no knees moving up in weight class. But I guess that's supposed to mean something, that middleweight.
Okay, what about Kevin Gastelum?
He got whooped too. He got whooped.
I like Gastelum.
Kevin Gastelum's nice. But,
A Gastelum versus Bo Nickel.
We got the split decision fight. Armas Aryukian split decision.
Oh, that's my favorite fight, yes.
Charles Oliveira. And, I mean, I didn't know motherfucking Armin had a heel kick in his fucking bag. But apparently that motherfucker put that foot all the way to the sky, brought it down. Oh, shit. I didn't know.
Yeah, that shit was 180 degrees.
And good fight. I thought Armin won. Live, I'm pretty sure me and Romeo both thought Armin won, but we was hoping.
KK trying to act like it don't hurt. His eyes.
Yeah, you see that?
He rolled.
Motherfucker. We were both open for the Charles win. We was both sitting there like, we think Armin won. But
yo, I could have seen how they gave it to Charles, even though I knew Armin won. But I still hope for
that
Charles.
That last second submission attempt. I tongue out all that.
Yeah. That's cool. That's called losing in style. He didn't lose no style.
Well, he said in a post in a later interview saying that he thought Armin went out. He said that was one of my favorite submissions, the Darce choke. I legitimately thought Armin went to sleep with like 20 seconds left, and that's why he started putting the tongue out, because he thought like Armin legit went out cold, which made
Armin
more
probably
sense.
Played possum.
Yeah, like, I think, man.
Even though, nah, Armin, nigga, I do jiu-jitsu. You know when the actually, no, you don't, because I threw a guillotine once, and yeah, I feel him. I feel him.
Dude,
I think
you gotta
think, I
feel
man.
Him. Armin is the only person that the challenge Islam on the ground. Like, Islam did not have an easy time with Armin on the ground. You know what I mean? And Armin, he was only 21 in that fight. That's the thing. Armin is super young. So I knew Armin was going to dominate Oliveira, especially on the ground. Armin's too strong, and he looked pretty big in that ring. Like, he looked very wide and big. Like, he's only 5'8", but he looked pretty big in that ring, so... You know what I'm saying? So he has that extra weight on him, that extra muscle. So, and he just wore Oliveira down. And obviously I saw that coming, because Oliveira, when it comes to his ground game, he's not that good against guys who can actually grapple. But so, and I could see how people think Oliveira would win. You know what I'm saying? And it sucks for me, because I would like to see Oliveira in an exciting fight. And I personally think he should rematch Gaethje or Dustin. But shout out to Armin, and he should get that title fight next. What you think about this one, Paul?
Hey, Armin definitely did look like the bigger guy, but saying Oliveira's ground game only looked good against bad guys is kind of crazy.
Not know about Dustin Poirier's jiu-jitsu.
But I do agree, when he goes up against like Islam, like when it comes to like the maulers, because there's a difference between people with good ground game and then like these Eastern European maulers that we're seeing come over. Like these, they're a little.
Right.
They have different, like, the
they're just stronger.
The strength that, like, they're being able to, like, their grip control, like, their fucking grip strength is otherworldly. And we see it time and time again. But Armin, to me, won this fight. His wrestling is a problem. I really do think he probably beats everyone in the division outside named Islam. And that only is going to look better on Islam's resume as it kind of.
You talking about Armin?
Yeah, I think Armin probably beats everyone in this division outside his.
But my nigga Gaethje will drop Armin.
No, he will not.
No,
yes,
bro.
The fuck
he
will.
He just
probably
got
would,
but
Armin's standing. Armin's gonna shoot 150 takedowns. All whatever it takes, he will shoot. Just like a Marab. Just like
he got dropped by a Max that broke his nose that he was not prepared for in the first round. Yes.
Yeah.
He should have never made it to round five.
I agree, but I'm just saying, I think Armin wrestles his ass. He knows he's not going to stand and bang with Gaethje. Like, what the fuck's the point of that?
I don't think Gaethje can beat any elite fighter, to be honest. Like, he's just a highlight reel. Like, a guy who
he beat Fiziev.
He beat who? Poirier.
That lucky
yeah, he
head kick.
Lucky.
You train.
And also that, how you say his name? I thought it was Fayez, but that, you know, mm-hmm. Rafael, I thought he definitely lost that fight. Rafael won those first two rounds.
See,
let's get back on topic.
One thing without a controversial topic to go with
he
it.
Beat
I mean,
Michael Chandler. He beat Michael Chandler. He beat Charles Oliveira the first round. Like
the first round.
He beat the dog shit. He beat
the
dog shit.
What are you talking about?
Out of a 14 win streak, Tony Ferguson. He turned Tony into the fucking
broke
potato
him.
You see now, the vegetable state. Tony,
he
did that.
He broke Tony. He did. I can co-sign that one.
Tony he was, beat Cowboy. He
Tony
beat
36.
Edson Barbosa.
Tony was 36 in that fight, by the way.
Bro, he beat Edson Barbosa. He beat Cowboy Cerrone. Like, come on.
Did he
man.
Beat? Did he beat Eddie Alvarez? No. Old
only,
Eddie Alvarez.
Only six
super
people.
Old,
only six
on his
people
way out.
Beat Eddie Alvarez as a professional. Like, come on now.
But on his way out.
But say less, man. Since we talking Justin Gaethje, I guess that's the next fight, isn't it, Paul?
It is. The 4:59, the greatest KO in UFC history. A lot of people are giving it. Max Holloway's KO, Justin Gaethje, BMF belt, UFC 300, last second, highlight reel, moving up weight classes against the highlight reel of that weight class, like, drops him, not just drops him, but stiff board. ends him. And one of the biggest highlights of the live when we was watching this bitch.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming. I thought they were just gonna bang it out and be like boom. But when that shit happened, well, first off, Gaethje got his ass kicked the whole fucking fight. He got his nose broken round one, and that pretty much fucked him at the end. But even if he didn't get broke, Max came in well prepared. And I knew it was going to happen. I knew it. I called it.
I thought Max was going to win by decision.
You bet on Max.
I didn't bet on him, but
I picked
Max by decision because I didn't think Max had that much power, to be honest. But when he called him to the center, I thought Justin had a better chance of winning in the middle because Justin just has a lot more power than Max. But obviously, that didn't work. I was like, don't stand in vain with Justin Gaethje, man. Don't do that. But
someone
it worked out for him.
Two or three bans on like a $10 bet, and it was like Max Holloway to win the last 30 seconds of the fight, and they took that bet and. Fucking the rest is history, and I'm like, right, what a fucking bet to throw a little tin on.
Yeah, it's probably Justin Gaethje's son.
Yeah, investigating on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Gaethje did get a bonus in this too because it was the fight of the night, and both fighters get the bonus. So Gaethje did get $300K for that.
I disagree with that because he lost four rounds straight. That didn't make sense to me, you know. So there's more fighters who deserved it over him.
Take two to tango, that's all.
Yeah, I agree with that most of the time. Whenever you have one guy that didn't really do shit the whole fight and other guy the one that did everything, but like Gaethje was,
they wouldn't give that fight of the night.
Yeah, like Gaethje, I know that's it. Like Gaethje was still bringing it. Like he wasn't a
fighter. But Alex Pereira didn't get one. That's my thing. Alex Pereira didn't even get one. Like Gaethje,
the only person that should have got a performance bonus was fucking Bobby Green.
Oh,
he outperformed at everybody that went against their opponents. Him, yes, Max Holloway too.
Definitely over Gaethje.
But trust, niggas wasn't talking about Hill is finna drop Pierda. Niggas was not saying that, except for Hill.
Hill was on his podcast.
Hill was. Nobody else was. When he said that shit to Mighty Mouse, Mighty Mouse laughed.
He did. Mighty Mouse laughed right in his face.
And everyone else laughed outside of his face. Nobody was expecting that. So he didn't deserve that. He did what he was supposed to do. That's just like the next fight, Wei Li Zhang. She did what she was supposed to do.
Yeah. Five round, unanimous decision win. Arguably got a first round submission. Oh, I mean, ask a lot of people. She was... Jan was not in her body after that first round.
Jan should have got a performance bonus.
And
for that third round, though, just for that third round. Best round, she got it.
No, for the fight, bitch, you survived after going to sleep. Like I said when I tweeted it. She
also dropped her after going to sleep.
Yeah.
She dropped her. I mean,
she had a nap. She was refreshed.
UFC only gave her one credited knockdown, but it was two. Like, there was a couple knockdowns. It was like in the third round. We're watching it like, oh, shit, like, Zong getting dropped. Like, what the fuck? Like, and I'm not gonna lie. Like, she was -500. The live odds shifted to like -100 pick 'em for both of them after like the third round because of that knockdown. And I was sitting there like, oh fuck, like, is my parlay finna get busted on a -500 favorite Zong? Like, this is how I thought I was gonna go out. But then Zong took care of business second half of the fight. But the middle rounds was getting, and you saw. Oh, is this the Zong that lost to Rose? Like, what's going on right here?
Right, it was crazy to lower caliber fighters.
And it was like, it just looked like Jan's game plan just worked that one round. That was it. It just worked that one round. After that, Zong took it over. Took it right back over.
Yeah, her power definitely showed. Like, I'll give her credit because I was like, oh, this little twig ain't finna do nothing to Zong. And then all of a sudden, next thing I know, she getting dropped. I was like, oh, hold up.
Literally.
Then we had the main event. We kind of danced around this all night. The Alex Pereira KO. Stop. Tell Herb Dean, get out of this. This is men's business. Does the what is this? Whatever you want to call that little dance. And here we are. I mean, two division champion. I really don't think you're really the real champion until you defended the belt, especially when you win it when it's vacated. So him defending the belt against former champion that was not undefeated, but on his little 10-fight win streak, gets the not just a win, but first round KO win. I know Romeo's gonna have his defense case ready for his boy, but Alex Pierre, I mean, everyone warned him, right? Mighty Mouse said it in that same interview, like, I always talk to these guys that want to go fight these high caliber kickboxers and boxers, and they're gonna, yeah, I'm gonna knock them out. Like, don't go do that. Like, that's not, like, you're gonna get knocked out trying to do that. You're going into their round. And then Jamal Hill said, yeah, I'm gonna knock his ass out. And Mighty Mouse started laughing. So, like, here we are, first round finish. I thought it was gonna be a second round KO, but first round KO, Alex Pereira, double champ, solidify it. Now it's the talk of him versus Tom Aspinall. Potential triple crown winner in Alex Pereira.
Yeah, I picked Jamal Hill because I thought that the way that I had Alex Pereira the whole week until I was just watching Jamal Hill just be so confident. I saw the press conference. He was talking his shit. And it was really reminding me of Ilia Topuria, how confident he was against Volk. So I was like, yeah, I'm not getting burnt again. I think Jamal Hill has it in him to beat him. No. Alex Pereira is a different breed. He's shown that he runs this division. And, like, Jamal Hill, I think, is telling – I don't know if his team was the one that released this, but they said that he had a broken toe for that fight. And it's like, I respect it. You out there going out and fighting. But Alex showed that, like, yo, bro, this left hook is taking out anybody. I don't give a fuck who you is.
I like to add that Alex Pereira also had, like, a broken foot injury in that fight. So the broken toe, Alex Pereira actually had a worse injury going into that fight, I saw. But like I said, this is one of the, like he's only 9 fights into the UFC. 4 title fights and 9 fights is crazy. This is one of the best runs we've ever seen in the UFC.
Craziest.
Ever, you know what I'm saying? The fact that he's a double, like, in 9 fights, you're already a double champion. You're in 4 title fights. You have a title defense already, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's already a Hall of Famer, and he can really establish himself as one of the, like, great greats in this sport. You know what I'm saying? Like, he stepped on Jamal Hill's foot just to keep, so he can, like, close that gap, then hit him with that left hook, and it was over, man. I knew Jamal Hill had virtually no chance, but I didn't think he was gonna go out in one round.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Like Jamal Hill's cardio is not that good to withstand Alex's power at all. I didn't even think he was gonna pass round 3, but now, man, Alex Pereira, I don't even know if he beats him out 205. I don't know if anyone beats him at 205, except for Cosmic.
He's 185. Man, I can name a bunch of people that can fuck up.
Oh, he's 180. Oh, man. He is? Okay.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody.
Alex did good, okay? All credit to Alex. But, you know, facts are facts.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
Look, man. Just like the Yuri fight. Like, Yuri wasn't, you know, out all the way, you know? He wasn't slept. That's called the referee stoppage. I'm giving Alex credit, just like when he beat Izzy. Izzy wasn't slept. When you watching the slow-mo, you see Izzy was just doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Ducking.
It's called bob and weave.
Big That's John what... McCarthy, the GOAT of referees, came out. He said Herb Dean did absolutely nothing wrong. He said it is on the fighter's digression or whatever. It's the fighter's choice, discretion, if they want to take the – it's however long it takes for them to recover. So it takes them 5 minutes, If they say, I don't need it, they don't need it. But it's up to the fighter who the foul was given to. To me, it reminded me of, like, you playing pickup basketball with your boys. Like, it's up to you to call your own foul.
With the nut kick, I feel him on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, with the stop. The only point I was making was when he stopped, Jamal stopped. Like, when he kicked him, as soon as Jamal kicked him, he's like, oh, shit, like, my bad. Like, he chilled. He never stayed in, like, fuck you mode. Like, yeah, I kicked you, nigga, whatever. He's like, oh, my bad, whatever. And he had to reset. Once he reset, that's when it happened. That's number one.
But after
number two,
reset, Jamal Hill, they did that little, you know, when fighters reset, they did a little fist pound, like, all right, like, back on type shit. They did do the fist pound, and I feel like the moment that fist pound happens, it's like,
back protect on. Yourself at all costs. Okay. Literally, protect yourself at all costs.
You know what? If y'all gonna give fucking Pereira for some credit for that, give my nigga Mayweather some credit. Who was that? Madonna? Who the fuck headbutted that nigga? And then the ref broke it up, and then Floyd knocked him out, and everybody was like, ah!
That was not Madonna. That was a Madonna. That was
no. That was
Gutierrez.
That was young bull. That was the young one.
Whoever the fuck it was, same.
His name was like Gutierrez.
That was different though. But I'm saying
Roger Gutierrez. That's the name.
Yeah. All I'm saying though, they both credited it. I'm just saying, let's not act like that didn't happen. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
Alex won it. He did that.
There
but that
is slight
happen.
Differences. I'm not trying to get too technical, but one of the big differences. Oh boy, had his hand out like for the fist bump, like I said, Jamal Hill did. And when fist bump hand is out, that's when Floyd hit him with a fucking right a hook and went like.
No.
But
yeah,
oh boy, headbutted Floyd on purpose.
Oh, there was multiple times. There was multiple
purpose. Times. Okay.
Yeah, he had
Jamal did it on accident. It got broke up. Floyd is like, fuck this motherfucker. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. Nigga, fuck you and your sorries, nigga. That's how you get drin out.
At the end of the day, what's on their stat sheet? What's the record say? I don't see a one on any on Floyd's resume. And Pierre is doing the same.
The thing is, they fist bump it, though. They fist bump. You know what I'm saying? Alex Pereira knocked him out as Jamal Hill's reaching for the fist bump. It'll make sense.
Okay.
They
Hamzat fist bumped motherfucking, what's the Texas nigga? The long, skinny nigga.
Kevin Holland. But Kevin.
Hamzat. Pinky touched Kevin Holland. And then
you was calling him a bitch for that, wasn't you?
No. They didn't pinky touch Jamal.
Yes.
You know
I called Hamzat a bitch for that. And I'm saying, I'm not saying Pereira's a bitch.
No, I know.
But. I call the foul shit, nigga. I call it, yo. If that's why I wouldn't do no hand touching that. That's why Izzy be like, yo, I don't do the fist bump. I get it. I wouldn't do it neither. I'd be like, nigga, we could do that after the fight or when we're face to face in the middle or everything in between. No.
Your game.
No friendly touching in the octagon.
Right.
Including what Izzy did.
I agree with that. Because one thing I hate, especially with boxing, is when boxers be talking all that rah rah shit pre fight. And then every round they coming in hugging. I'm like, nah, bro. Y'all better keep that fucking same energy. Like
I better fight. I'm trying to they better try to break it up between the rounds. Don't give up the rounds.
Not to take away, I kind of see your stance is a little different than Chael's stance. Chael's stance is blasphemy. I can understand you're still giving Alex credit.
No, Alex did what he did, just like he did with Yuri.
Alex was just locked in. If there was a different fighter, if that was Izzy probably does take a couple more seconds, you know, like, all right, let's get back into touchy-feely. But Alex is a stone cold, like, I'm just
Alex
one
did everything he was
thing.
Supposed to do.
Yeah, I'm here for one fucking job. And that's my favorite part is when he's telling Herb to step back up. He's not breaking eye contact with Pierre,
never.
With Jamal the whole time.
The only thing he broke was Herb's stride. Herb stopped immediately.
Yeah, Herb kind of. I feel like Herb got scared. He's like, "Oh shit! All right, yeah, yes, sir."
Yeah, he's trying to get swung on.
Herb thought he was gonna get knocked out.
Yeah, Herb was like, "I'm not trying to catch." Herb sensed what was about to happen. He was like, "Yeah, like his senses went off." Like, "Oh."
Herb was like, "All right, my nigga,
getting hurt."
No, the fighter's good. He's good. He's like, "You're good. I'm good. I'm good."
But yeah, no, I mean, great. I mean, and if it wasn't for that, yeah, Max definitely delivered. But I don't think if it wasn't for that final fight ending in the. Like that craziness it did, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about UFC 300 lived up to like the crazy hype. Like I feel like Max definitely brought it, but like the fact that like it ended on an exclamation point, it did, it kept us talking. It kept us like, holy shit, like that was crazy.
And it would have finished. It was beautiful. Like the main card was amazing. There was no misses on that main card.
I feel like the whole card was amazing, minus the Andrade fight. Which would have been fine for a fight night, but for UFC 300, they could have did something else.
I even found the Aljo fight entertaining. Like people call it boring, I found it entertaining how dominant he was and how healthy he was.
Aljo to me was hilarious because he was the one that got the most excited when they said 300K bonuses. no goddamn reason he should be like, getting excited.
Facts. Knowing Dana White was about to pay him shit.
Yeah, Aljo's fight was great. Like, if you know anything about martial arts, if you're just watching as a fan, whatever. But if you know jiu-jitsu and grappling and control, you're like, you will appreciate how Aljamain, and you know who Cater is, you will appreciate how Aljamain did what he did to him.
And the circumstances of moving up in weight class, like everything else, like behind the scenes going into it.
And if I'm not mistaken, Aljamain's never fought anyone that's not in the top 10.
I believe it.
He has a pretty good resume. Like, when you look at his fights, resume, like,
for his age, it's kind of crazy.
Bro, he beat Corey Sandhagen in like 30 seconds. That's just crazy.
He only fights top 10 fighters.
And, like, him moving up in weight class, Kayla Harrison's debut, the Alex Pereira, Jamal Hill, like, connected back scenes with Glover and the belt being relinquished by one. Like, there's so many moving parts to this card, and that's why I feel like everything delivered. Like,
Kayla should have got a performance bonus.
Yeah. I second that.
Yeah, she should have.
Probably would have took you. Well, she probably would have took you out to dinner, Gator.
Mm-hmm. she would have flown me out.
And Gator would have been like, "I'll pay."
But I'm fucking with you, all right, y'all boys. I mean, UFC 300 was a fucking. We got the week off this weekend. No cards coming up this weekend. UFC knows the 420 belongs to Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. We might go live. I don't know if Romeo's.
I am.
Oh, Romeo's. All right, that makes it easier. Check us out. Me and Romeo live. We'll probably be there. Main card isn't all that. They honestly is just really the main event, but we'll probably be there for the whole main card talking our shit. We appreciate everybody watching. We'll be back for the we'll be back for Ryan Garcia's live this weekend, apparently. As always, go down, like, and subscribe. Comment what you thought on UFC 300. I'm Paul. Pick a winner. Kevin, Waterboy Savoy, Southpaw Runs Boxing, Jamari, special guest, weekly guest, comedian Romeo Mack. And if y'all didn't know, well, now y'all know, motherfuckers.